完以后我们也跟他们一起唱好不好？各位把这个歌词把它拿出来，我们把副歌唱一遍。
Let's join in and sing the chorus.
何等稀奇，何等奥妙，我要永远唱此歌。何等稀奇，何等奥妙，救主爱竟临到我。我们请思琴替我们弹一遍。好，诗班献上一遍副歌，来。
Let's try to sing first.
我们一起来，来
，together。
何等稀奇，何等奥妙，我要永远唱此歌。何等稀奇，何等奥妙，救主爱竟临到我。请姊妹们来一遍，姐妹们
，sisters，
来，何。好，弟兄们，来！何等稀奇，何等奥妙，我要永远唱此歌。何等稀奇，何等奥妙，救主爱竟临到我。最后一遍，来！何等稀奇，何等奥妙，我要永远唱此歌。何等稀奇，何等奥妙，救主爱竟临到我。I have a dream， 我有一个梦。希望有一天，这个黄师母站在台上指挥诗班的时候，不是这样指挥，是指挥全教会，好像一个大诗班一样。
I've always dreamed that one day our conductor will not be conducting just the choir but the whole church.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
哦，主啊，真是何等稀奇，何等奥妙，你的爱竟然临到我。
Lord, how amazing that your love came to us.
主啊，这样的爱我们没有办法明白。
We cannot fathom your love.
我们穷一生之年，我们没有办法体会你那长阔高深的爱。
Even if we spend our whole life, we cannot fathom the depth and breadth of your love.
但是感谢主，因为这个爱，我们今天来这里敬拜你。
But because of your love, we are here to worship you.
主啊，因为这个爱，我们今天来跟从你。
Because of this love, we follow you today.
因为这个爱，我们来侍奉你。
Because of this love, we serve you.
主啊，因为这个爱，我们也学习如何彼此相爱。
And because of this love, we learn to love one another.
求你的爱临到我们，你的话也临到我们。
As your love came to us, may your words also come to us today.
把下面的时间交在主你手中。
And we give the following time and dedicate it into your hands.
给我们谦卑受教的耳，给我们谦卑受教的舌。
Give us ears and tongues of humility.
更求你给我们谦卑受教的心。
And give us a heart that is willing to be taught.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
今天第三乐章。
Today is the third movement.
请各位翻回到刚才所读的约翰福音第十四章。
Let's turn back now to John 14.
这一段的圣经对大部分的信徒来讲不陌生。
To most believers, this is not an unfamiliar passage.
常常在教会追思礼拜的时候，这一段圣经给我们带来许多的鼓励和安慰。
Very often, when we are in a memorial service, this passage brings much encouragement.
因为这一段圣经不只是保证信耶稣的人有永远的归宿。
Because this passage assures us that for those who believe in him, we have a place to go.
而且在这段圣经里面也保证我们在永恒的当中，我们能够遇见那些先我们而去的信徒。
And there is assurance from this passage that as we enter into eternity, we will meet those who have gone before us.
在三个多月以前，家母去世的前后，这一段圣经给我很大的安慰和鼓励。
And indeed, in the months when my mother was going to leave the world, this passage bring me much comfort.
也因为这一段圣经给我带来的安慰，我说了下面的这一句话。
And because of the comfort from this passage, I said the following words.
对基督徒来讲，分离不是不仅仅是上一次相聚的结束。
For Christians, to say goodbye is not only limited to the sense that we are ending a period of being together.
对基督徒来讲，每一次的分离可以把它看为下一次相聚的开始。
For us as Christians, each goodbye is indeed the beginning of our next getting together.
对没有永恒把握的人来说，
But for those who do not have assurance for their eternal,
生离可以应用这句话，死别却不一定能够运用这句话。
They could apply what I've just said if they are saying goodbye in the physical sense, but then if they are going to be separated by death, they cannot say the same thing.
因为我们当提到生离的时候，我们知道今天的分离，我们再过一段时间，我们会在地球的某地或者某一个时间会再相聚。
Yes, sometimes when we say goodbye, we know that we will meet again in some place else at some other time.
但是当我们提到死别的时候，就不一定有这样的把握。
But when we are separated by death, we do not have this assurance.
但是这段圣经却给我们这样的一个 assurance, 就是我们知道，即使基督徒的死别，我们也有一天在永恒的里面会相聚。
But this passage assures us that as Christians, even when we are separated by physical death,We will be united again in the future.
所以我所说的这一句话，在两三年前，我的儿子到中东去打仗，可以应用；在三个月前，我的母亲的离开，照样可以拿来应用。
So the words that I've just said apply to the case when about 2 years ago my son had to go to the Middle East. It also applied 3 months ago when my mother left this world.
今天早上，我愿意从另外一个角度跟大家来思想这一段很熟悉的经文。
But today, I would like to meditate with you upon this passage from a different angle.
当然，我们最熟悉的刚才所读的这段经文里面就是第六节，耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不接受我，没有人能到父那里去。”
Perhaps the most famous and familiar verse here is verse 6. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except." Through me.
不晓得弟兄姊妹有没有注意到约翰福音十四章第六节和我们主题经文的使徒行传四章十二节事实上是一脉相传的。
I do not know whether you've noticed that, but this verse 6 of chapter 14 here indeed gives us a same sense as our theme, which is taken from Acts chapter 4, verse 12.
在使徒行传四章十二节，彼得说：“除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。”
When Peter said, "There is salvation is found in no one else, because in this world there is no other name by which we can be saved."
彼得当年宣告，除了耶稣以外，没有别的拯救的道路。
Peter proclaimed that there is no other way of salvation but by the name of Jesus.
主耶稣在这个地方很清楚地也做这样的宣告说，除了他以外，没有一个通天父的道路。
And Jesus proclaimed here that no one can go to the Father except through him.
彼得当年所有的这样一个伟大的思想，这样一个大胆的宣告，很明显的，我们找到了它的来源。
Now we understand where the Peter come up with his bold proclamation.
换句话说，彼得的宣讲是基于他在耶稣基督面前所得到的教导。
Indeed, we can say that Peter had his proclamation only because he had his teachings from Jesus.
很多时候，读神学的人在那里寻找这个思想是哪里来的，这个说法是从哪里来的。
Sometimes theologians try to discern where did this thought originate.
在这里我们很清楚地看见彼得那个大胆的宣告是从主耶稣而来的。
Here we can be sure that the proclamation of Peter came from Jesus.
因为这两句话我们说有异曲同工之妙。
Because we see that these two verses indeed complement each other.
但是当我们仔细地注意这两节圣经的上下文的时候。
But then when we try to read these verses in their context.
精髓是一样的。但是这两句话 对象是不同的。
Even though the spirit is very much the same, the audience is very different.
因为使徒行传四章十二节，彼得是向着当时的那些非基督徒的世界或者反基督教的势力所宣告的话。
The words spoken by Peter were said to those who were unbelievers. Indeed, they were against Christianity.
弟兄姊妹，约翰福音十四章第六节，我们太熟悉了。
But then we're so familiar with this verse.
我们常常看见这节圣经成为大布道会的主题。
And indeed, many evangelical meetings use this verse.
我们发现 Billy Graham 在香港。Billy Graham 在台湾 Louis Palau 他在任何地方开大布道会的时候常常在后面写了六个大字真、道路真理生命
Indeed many famous evangelists use these verses as their backdrop
但是弟兄姊妹这一节圣经最初出现的时候不是对非基督徒讲的是对基督徒讲的
But then we notice here that these words were first spoken to Christians.
圣经里面有两节圣经是非常出名，拿来做布道会常常用的。
There are two verses from the Bible that's quite often used in evangelical meetings.
一个就是约翰福音十四章第六节。
One is the verse that we are looking at.
另外一个呢，就是启示录三章二十节。大家记得这节圣经吗？
And then the other one is Revelation 3:20. Do we remember that verse?
看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有人听见我的声音就开门的，我要进到他里面去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Lo, I'm at the door. When I knock and someone opens his heart, I will enter. He and I will be in the feast.
这两节圣经，我们是叫做伟大的福音的圣的经文。
Indeed, we use these verses for the purpose of evangelism.
但是弟兄姊妹这两节圣经最初出现的时候都不是拿来布道的都是培灵的都不是对外的是对内的
But then these two verses when they first appear indeed was applied for believers
我今天没有时间讲这一方面也许下个礼拜有机会跟大家思想
Today I will not have time to go into this deeper maybe next week
那么在这两节的圣经里面我们很清楚地看到主是对着当年门徒的关切而回答的话语。
And indeed, these words are spoken by Jesus in response to some of the believers' concern.
大家有没有发现第五节是多马问耶稣问题，然后第六节耶稣才说我是道路真理生命，若不接受我，没有人到父那里去。
Indeed, verse 6 is a response to a question from Thomas.
讲到这里，到底我要说明一件什么事情？
So now you probably are wondering what am I trying to say?
我要让弟兄姊妹明白了解一件事情。
I want you to understand one thing.
当我们定下除他以外别无拯救这个题目的时候
When we chose the theme there is salvation is found in no one else.
不是单单鼓励提醒勉励教会多传福音而已。
We are not trying to limit our interpretation of this verse to just evangelism.
因为当我们一看到这句话我们就知道这是传福音的鼓励
Because when we see these verses obviously the first response is Oh, we're going to emphasize on evangelism
但是我们找到这一节圣经的根源约翰福音十四章第六节的时候我们发现这句话也应该是对教会的提醒
But then when we find the root of this verse we find that these are words of encouragement to the church
是的我们用这句话作为今年的主题是希望教会能够好好的去传福音抢救灵魂
Yes, on the one hand when we chose this theme we want to encourage the church to evangelize and to save souls
但是非常明显的约翰福音十四章主耶稣用相同意义的一句话来给当年有许多困扰的门徒给他们带来答案和一条出路
But Jesus also used these versesto answer the anxiety of many believers.
十四章第一节告诉我们当时门徒的情况。
When we read verse 1, we find out how the disciples were at.
耶稣对这些门徒说，你们心里不要忧愁。
Jesus said, let not your hearts be troubled.
这个地方不是说 let not your heart be worried, 它是 trouble.换句话说这个地方它很明显的那个忧虑的层面和我们一般对忧虑的了解不一样
The word that's used here is troubled, not worried
因为在一般的 worry, 一般的忧虑在耶稣基督登山宝训的时候曾经讲过
Because the Sermon on the Mount was aimed towards the ordinary level of worry.
那个 ordinary level 的 worry 是什么呢？就不要愁吃什么喝什么，不要愁明天有什么难处和问题。
In other words, let's not worry about what we are to eat, what we are to wear, because we have enough worries for today.
门徒在这里并不是为明天吃什么喝什么，或者是物质上面的需要在那里忧愁。
Obviously, it is not what they are to eat, to wear that is on the minds of the disciples here.
门徒到底在约翰福音十四章耶稣说你心里不要忧虑，他们忧虑什么？
So when Jesus said, do not let your hearts be troubled, what are they troubled about?
我们要了解一下这一段圣经的背景。
Then we have to understand the background of these verses.
不要忘了哈，这个时候耶稣的门徒跟耶稣已经跟了三年。
We have to remember that the disciples have followed Jesus for almost 3 years by
now. 为什么我说三年呢？
Why do I say 3 years?
因为从约翰福音十二章开始，就是开始耶稣到耶路撒冷最后一个礼拜生活教导的一段记载。
Because when we read chapter 12 of John, we understand this is the week before his passion.
13章到16章 ,13, 14, 15, 16, 四章的圣经是在那一个礼拜的时间里面耶稣耳提面命对门徒的一些教导。
Chapters 13 through 16 indeed is the last week of Jesus' life on earth, and it contained many precious teachings.
为什么耶稣要这样耳提面命对着这些门徒说那些重要的话呢？
Why is Jesus spending time to say these words to his disciples?
因为他们不久就要接耶稣的棒。
Because in a short while, they will have to receive the baton from Jesus.
我们刚才读到十二节，不是提到耶稣说你们将来要做比我更大的事吗？
Jesus said in verse 12, you are going to do greater things than what I did.
所以对于这些门徒来讲，他们是在一个非常重要的一个关键。
So indeed, we can say they are at a very important point.
他们跟主朝夕相处已经有三年的时间。
They have followed Jesus and lived with him for 3 years.
他们听见耶稣告诉他们说，前面他们就要承担这个天国的大业。他们忧虑什么呢？
So what are their concerns?
我花了两三个礼拜思想这一段的经文。
I've been thinking about these verses for 2 to 3 weeks.
当我在神的面前思想，也在主的面前祷告的时候，
And as I pray over these verses,
我说主啊，把这一段圣经打开在我的面前，我愿意跟弟兄姊妹来分享。
I beseech the Lord to open these verses to me so I can share them with you.
在这里我起码看见这些门徒有两个非常也许表面不一定马上看得出来的一个困扰。
I feel that there are at least 2 things that are not very obvious that would be troubling them.
第一个我把它叫做角色的困扰。
I guess the first trouble is troubling over what their role is.
或者叫做角色的危机。
Or the crisis of their roles.
第二，信仰的困扰或者信仰的危机。
Or the second point could be called the crisis of faith.
我们先看什么叫做角色的困扰和危机。
Let us look at the first point where they may be troubled.
什么时候耶稣说你们心里不要忧愁？
At what point did Jesus say, "Do not let your hearts be troubled"?
又是十四章第一节。
That is the first verse in chapter 14.
是在十三章接下来的。
So it harks back to chapter 13.
所以我们要找他忧愁的原因，我们要回过前面看十三章到底发生什么事情。
So we need to find out what happened in chapter 13.
十三章的十八节到三十节，主耶稣预告他自己要被十二个门徒中间的一位出卖。
From verses 18 to 30 in chapter 13.Jesus indeed made a prediction that one of him will betray him.
然后从三十一节到三十八节，十三章哈，十三章的三十一节到三十八节呢，主耶稣不只是预告他要被出卖，而且他也预告彼得要否认他。
And then in the same chapter, verses 31 to 38, Jesus predicted that Peter will deny him.
然后呢，他就说你们心里不要忧愁。
Then Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled."
所以很明显，上面这两个预告和他们现在的忧愁有关联的。
Therefore, the two predictions before must be linked to their troubles.
为什么当耶稣说犹大要卖，彼得要否认，然后他们就有这样的一个困扰呢？
When Jesus said Judas will betray me and Peter will deny me, how would that trouble the disciples?
我们稍微思想一下当时门徒的感觉。
Let us try to enter into the feelings of the disciples.
他们跟耶稣可以这样讲说，耶稣是的，我们是不完全。
They could say to Jesus, we are not perfect.
我们是蛮糟糕的。
Indeed, we are not, we have not reached your standard.
但是我们不会糟到那个地步嘛。
But we will not be at that bad a level.
我们还有良心啊，主啊。
We still have our conscience.
你对我不薄，不薄，你这个我们都知道。
You have treated us very fairly.
你说我们稍微发一顿，跟你发一顿脾气，跟你吵一顿架，这个有可能。
Yes, if you say we may lose our temper with you now and then, that may be true.
我的祷告你怎么突然不听呢？我会跟你发脾气，这有可能。
Sometimes I may argue with you because you did not answer my prayer.
你爱他不爱我，有的时候我会嫉妒一下，这个有可能。
Yes, sometimes I feel pangs of jealousy because I feel you love this person more than me.
但是说我们要卖你，说我们要否认你。主啊，这是不可能发生在我们身上。
But how can you say that we will betray you and that we will deny you?
但是三年的时间跟耶稣朝夕相处。
For 3 years, they lived with Jesus.
他们知道主耶稣从来没有说过一句不会实现的话。
But they knew Jesus never uttered words that will not be fulfilled.
因为他们知道耶稣说话是算话的。
Because they know what Jesus said is the truth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这句话太重要了。
This is important.
我们要相信耶稣说话算话。
We have to believe in what Jesus says.
诗篇33篇告诉我们说，耶和华神说有就有，命立就立。
Indeed, Psalm 33 tells us that the word of the Lord is the foundation of all things.
所以他们心里面很矛盾。
So in their heart is this anxiety.
非常困扰。
They are troubled.
他们照镜子看自己。
As they look into the mirror and see themselves.
他们怎么看都不像卖耶稣的人。
They cannot see themselves as a betrayer of Christ.
他们怎么看都不会觉得自己会否认耶稣。
They cannot see themselves denying him.
你看彼得怎么讲。
What did Peter say?
彼得在十三章末了，他说：“我愿意为你舍命啊，主啊，你不要搞错了，让我搞错。”
Peter said, "Lord, I will even die for you."
怎么你说我要否认你呢？
How can you say that I will deny you?
那么我说我要为你舍命，这是拍胸膛说的真话。
And when Peter said, I will lay down my life for you," he really meant it.
那么耶稣说你鸡叫三次以前要不认我。
But then Jesus said, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times."
今年是鸡年。
This year is the year of the rooster.
我每一年在开年的时候
，at the beginning of the new year，
我就把我家里面的成语大典呢，就从第一页翻到最后一页。
I will look into my book of Chinese proverbs.
那么我就如果是马年，我就把所有跟马有关系的成语把它抄下来。
If it's the year of the horse, I will look for all these proverbs that have something to do with horses.
那今年一样，所以就把所有成语里面跟鸡有关系都把它写下来。
So this year, I went through all the proverbs that have something to do with roosters.
我发现一个事实。
I find a truth.
成语不太喜欢鸡。
The Chinese proverbs do not have much to say about roosters.
偷鸡摸狗有的。
Maybe you can steal a chicken or a rooster.
鸡飞狗跳有的。什么都好像不是太好的，跟鸡有关系。
All the Chinese sayings related to roosters didn't seem to be good sayings.
当然也有好的，你们刚才已经讲了，当然也有好的，但是很少。
Yes, there may be a few.
但是
good ones.
当我把整个成语看完以后
，But after I read through all those proverbs,
我觉得主给我一个最大的提醒是什么
？I feel that the Lord gave me an admonishment.
鸡叫以前，你要三次不认我。
Before the rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times.
今年是鸡年。
So this year is the year of the rooster.
但愿我们教会每一个弟兄姊妹，没有一个人出卖耶稣，没有一个人否认耶稣。
My wish is that none of us here will be a person who will betray or deny our Lord.
你懂我的意思吗？彼得那时候很矛盾，很困扰，很忧愁。
So maybe now you start to understand that Peter was troubled.
但是主对这件事情却非常的看重。
And indeed, Jesus was paying much attention to this.
你要跟从我吗？
You want to follow me?
当然你要认识我，你才能够跟从我。
You have to know me before you follow me.
但今天有许多的基督徒只想到我怎么样跟从这位爱我的主，而没有想到我们要好好的认识这个跟从主的我是怎么样一个人。
Many of us as Christians today say, I will follow this Lord who loves me, but many oftentimes we do not understand even ourselves.
从旧约到新约，两千年的教会历史到今天。
From the Old Testament to the New, in the past 2,000 years of church history,
主耶稣基督要用的人是一个认识主也认识自己的人。
Those who were used by God knew the Lord and know themselves.
你不认识主，你怎么去传主呢？
If you do not know the Lord, how can you talk about him?
同样的，你不认识自己，你也不能去跟随主去传主。
If you do not know yourselves, you cannot follow the Lord.
所以一个人要开始出来侍奉主的时候，要在主里面，主要他在他的旨意的里面，要先给他定位。
So when someone wants to follow the Lord first need to let this person know where he is at in the will of God.
我们从第一节一直读下来，读到第六节，我们就一直发现主耶稣提醒他们，你们不要忧愁，你们不要担心。
In the first six verses in chapter 14, Jesus continued to tell them, do not be troubled, do not be anxious.
让他们知道一件事情，从哪里来看他们，从哪里来定他们的位置。
In other words, Jesus is trying to affirm their places, their roles.
我在准备这一篇信息的时候，
As I was preparing this sermon,
我突然发现在我的圣经里面夹了一张蓝条子。
I suddenly discovered in my Bible this blue note.
这是1989年福音营的一个祷告单。
This is a prayer note from the Gospel Camp of 1989.
那么我就发现后面我写了一些字在这个祷告单的后面。
And then I realized I wrote some words on the back of this prayer card.
其实这一张纸头我过一段时间就会拿出来看一看。
And indeed, now and then I would take this out of my Bible and read them.
那么这个呢，我上面写是1989年五月从 Boston 飞 St. Louis 的时候写的。
In fact, I wrote down that these words were written in 1989 when I was flying from Boston to St. Louis.
我那里写着自我评估与定位。
I wrote self-evaluation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今天都在这个世界上工作。
We all work in this world today.
我们常常评估我们工作的这一个成效。
We very often evaluate whether what we do is successful.
但是在神的国度里面，主常常提醒我们要自我在神的面前评估。
But in the kingdom of God, we need to evaluate ourselves.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他要我们认识我们的角色是什么。
Because the Lord wants us to know what our roles are in His kingdom.
王富志弟兄十月的时候结婚。
Brother Wang Fuzi was married in October of last year.
他很大胆，就找了我的儿子做他的伴郎。
He was very courageous. He asked my son to be his best man.
结婚那天，我儿子穿上了租来的 tuxedo.
On the day of the marriage, my son wore his rented tuxedo.
那么他很得意，因为这是他一生第二次穿这个衣服。
He was indeed very proud of himself. This was his second time wearing a tux.
因为高中毕业的时候穿过一次。
First time he wore it was when he graduated from high school.
其实讲起来，我实在很惭愧，我一生只穿过一次。
Indeed, when I think about it, I should be ashamed. I only wore a tuxedo once in my life.
哦，那天他一穿起来，准备要参加婚礼。
On that day, when he put on his tuxedo,
我很担心一件事情。
I was worried.
担心什么？担心角色的混乱。
I was worried that the roles may be mixed up.
因为他穿的那个衣服在镜子面前，那个照镜子的样子，我有一点担心。
When I saw how he reacted when he was looking into the mirror, I was worried.
你知道我担心什么？
You know what I was worried about?
好像他要做新郎一样。
Gave me an impression that he felt that he was the groom.
当然我说也好了哈。如果能够娶一个媳妇早一点回来也不错。
Of course, I have mixed feelings because I would like him to get married soon.
我一直提醒他。
I admonish him.
你是伴郎，你不是新郎。
You are just the best man. You are not the groom.
你是伴郎，你不是新郎。
You are the best man. You are not the groom.
你是伴郎，你不是新郎。免得他喧宾夺主，你懂我的意思吗？
I do not want him to indeed outshine the groom.
我在这边在问新郎的时候，然后 I do 是他讲，不是我父之讲，那怎么办呢？
I do not want him to say I do when I ask the question to the groom.
我想主耶稣当年有一点点这样的感觉。
I felt that perhaps this is a caricature of how Jesus felt.
所以他对多马说，我是道路，不要忘记，你不是道路。
So Jesus has to tell them, I am the way, you are not.
我们传道人有一个很大的危险。
There's a great danger for us preachers.
就是慢慢慢慢取代了主的地位。
That is, even unconsciously, we will take over the role of our Lord.
为什么有很多传道人晚节不保？
Why is it that quite a few preachers fell from grace when they are older?
不一定他犯什么罪。
Not necessary from sinning.
因为很多时候他忘记了他的角色，忘记了他的身份，忘记了他的地位。
Very often they just forgot who they really were.
我们会发现很多时候出问题就是忘记我们的身份和角色。
Very often trouble arises when we do not know where we should be and we mixed up our role.
你知道为什么我们会讲错话？
Why is it that we would say the wrong things?
因为我们忘
when we do not know where we should be and we mixed up our role.
你知道为什么我们会讲错话？
Why is it that we would say the wrong things?
因为我们忘记我们的身份，我们忽略了我们的地位。
Because we forgot where we are at.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，角色是太重要。
It's very important to know what our roles are.
除他以外，别无拯救是对着非基督徒，对着这个传福音的对象的世界所发出来。
Salvation is found in no one else. These words are spoken to the world at large.
但是我要强调一件事情。
But I have to emphasize this.
今天连基督徒的生活圈子里面，
even in the life of the Christian,
除他以外别无拯救。
We have to understand that there is salvation is found in no one else.
你们夫妇的关系已经到了貌合神离的地步吗？
How is your relation with your spouse?
在这样一种情形里面，不要忘记，除他以外别无拯救。
If they are on the rocks, then be aware that salvation is found in him.
你发现今天教会里面人与人的之间有很多的问题吗？
Do you find many personal conflicts within the church?
我在准备这篇信息的时候，一直在自省，一直在检讨。
And even as I prepare this message, I evaluate myself and I try to think about what's happening.
我看到这个教会有许多的危机。
I can see indeed there are many crises facing us.
但是弟兄姊妹，不要忘记，在这个有危机的教会里面，除他以外，别无拯救。
But then we can say that even amongst all these crises,there is salvation in our Lord Jesus.
所以当耶稣基督说我是的时候，
So when Jesus said I am,
因为约翰福音有七次讲到我是什么，我是什么，我是什么。
In John 7 times Jesus said I am, I am, I am.
除了让这些懂得旧约背景的人马上联想到旧约耶和华的名字就叫 I am,
those who also understand the Old Testament may hark back toThe Lord Jehovah, when he was saying to Moses, My name is I am.
摩西问耶和华神说，你叫什么名字？
Moses asked God, What name should I tell the Israelites that you have?
神对摩西说， I am what I am. 我是我是。这中文翻不出来。
And God answered, My name is I am what I am.
所以当他一讲 I am 的时候，他们马上能够想到旧约圣经里面那个神，所以他是在这里与神来认同。
So when Jesus said, I am, he is harking back to those words of God. He is telling these disciples, I am God.
但是相对的。
But then also,
I am, you are not. 这个意思。
When Jesus is saying, I am, that means you are not.
我是道路真理生命。你不是道路。你不是真理。你不是生命。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.But you are not.
只有我们进到主耶稣里面，我们才有我们的定位。
Only when we enter into Christ that we can indeed affirm our roles.
只有你在主耶稣基督里面的丈夫，你才懂得怎么样体贴妻子。
It's only when we are a husband in Christ that we can truly understand our wife.
只有你在主里面做一个妻子的时候，你才心甘情愿、很自然的懂得什么叫做顺服。
It's only when you are a wife in Christ that you know the meaning of submission.
弟兄姊妹，不要忘记我们在神面前的角色是什么。
Let us not forget what our real roles are before God.
我有两句话，我没有版权，你们要用可以随便去用。
I have two sayings, they are not copyrighted, so you can use them as well.
但是这两句话很重要。
But I think these are important words.
今天基督徒的问题在哪里？
What are the problems facing Christians today?
不是太骄傲，就是太自卑。
If they are not too proud, then they are too...
too... self...
well...
inferior.
They have an inferior complex.
保罗在罗马书十二章第三节说，不要看自己过于所当看。
And indeed, Paul says, do not see yourselves as more than you are.
你知道一个人看自己过于所当看，什么结果？就是骄傲，对不对
？If someone looks at themselves as more than they really are, then they may get a superiority complex.
但是我们知道，很多时候我们要看自己，不要低于所当看的。
But then we can also say, on the other hand, we should not look at ourselves lower than what we really are.
弟兄姊妹，自卑不是谦卑。
An inferiority complex is not true humility.
你骄傲、自卑，在神的国度里面，都不是神所喜欢。
To be overly proud and to be, you know, have an inferiority complex are not blessed by God.
我觉得有的时候我们太过分的自卑，一天到晚说我是个罪人，我是个罪人，我是个罪人。
I feel that sometimes we overemphasize the fact that we are sinners.
那你说李牧师，难道我们不是罪人吗？
Then you may argue with me and say, are you saying we are not sinners?
这句话是这样说的，我不是罪人，我是蒙恩的罪人。
I feel that the proper way to say this is, I am not just a sinner, I am a sinner that has received the grace of God.
我不是罪人，我乃是蒙恩的罪人。
I'm not a sinner, I'm a sinner who have received grace and mercy from God.
今天做传道人的人。
Today as a preacher,
有许许多，特别在中国教会里面，有许多传道人非凡的自卑。
Perhaps especially in the Chinese churches, many preachers, I think, are overly in that direction of having an inferiority complex.
为什么
？Why？
因为他们太看重自己是仆人。
Because they overemphasize the fact that they are servants.
今天传道人一天到晚说我是仆人，我是仆人，弟兄姊妹，我觉得是错了。
I believe that it is a wrong concept to just say I am just a servant.
我不是仆人。
I am not a servant.
我是万军之耶和华的仆人。
I am a servant of the Lord of Lords.
今天传道人说我是仆人。
When preachers say I am a servant,
被弟兄姊妹 take advantage.
And they will be taken advantage of.
反正你是仆人。
You are just a servant.
活该。
Then you deserve this.
弟兄姊妹，我不是罪人。
I am not a sinner.
我是蒙恩的罪人。
I am a sinner who have received grace.
我不是仆人。
I am not a servant.
我是万军之耶和华的仆人。
I am the servant of the Lord of Lords and host of hosts.
信仰的危机。
The second troubling point perhaps relates to their faith.
请各位特别注意十四章第一节。
Again, pay attention to the first verse.
你们心里不要忧愁。
Do not let your hearts be troubled.
然后下面说，你们信神也当信我。
And then Jesus went on to say, trust in God, trust also in me.
问题在哪里？
So where is the problem?
问题是他们只信神。
The problem is they only trust in God.
然后从第二节开始一直到十四节。
And then from verse 2 to verse 14,
13次不再提神，而提什么呢？父。
For 13 times, Jesus do not mention the word God anymore. He mentioned the word Father.
这个父，这个称呼。
The word Father.
从13章到17章一共出现53次。
From chapters 13 to 17,The word father appeared 57 times.
53 times. 在53次里面，那么在这个第14章一节到14节就出现13次之多。
And just in this passage that we've read, it appeared 13 times.
因为时间的关系，我们没办法讲。
Because of the limitation of time, I cannot go into detail.
但请弟兄姊妹花一点时间思想一下。
But can we spend some time and think about this?
我盼望下个礼拜我们从这个地方开始来讲。
Maybe next week I will continue from here.
因为我们说我们信神。
We say we believe or trust in God.
这句话里面有相当的讲究。
Perhaps there's a lot of detail when we say this.
我们知道在雅各书里面说过一句话。
The book of James said,
你们信神只有一位，你们信的不错。
You believe that there is only one God, and that is true.
他说有什么了不起呢？因为鬼魔也信。
He said, that's not amazing because even the evil demons believe that there is only one God.
不过他信得很战惊，很害怕。
But the spirits, the evil spirits believe with trembling.
如果你今天去传福音，你说，哎呀，我劝你信神，弟兄姊妹不够了。
If you just tell people you have to believe in God when you evangelize, that is not sufficient.
请问父和神的分别在哪里？
What is the difference between God and Father?
这个礼拜的功课。
This is the lesson you have to do this week.
盼望大家能够有这样的一个 assignment, 在这个礼拜能够思想一下，到底信神而没有信父，是不是真的会产生一种忧愁的光景？
Can we try to spend some time in the week to come?About the difference in believing in God and believing in the Father.
非常非常重要。
This is a very important point.
除他以外别无拯救。
Salvation is found in no one else.
因为非基督徒需要拯救。
Because non-Christians need salvation.
基督徒也需要拯救。
But Christians also need salvation.